All right, I hope you enjoyed that intro music a little bit better than last time. My wife told me after the last podcast that that music sounded like stripper music, so I guess we won't be using that one again. Anyway, we're doing the second podcast of a memory, and I want you to know that we have a lot of interesting topics coming up, but it just happens to be that we're on memory right now, because that's where my classes are, and I want to have something for my online classes to listen to concerning memory. Pretty soon after this, probably the next one, I guess, we're going to have one on how human thinking can go wrong, which is actually my favorite topic in psychology. That's how I got into psychology. That was what grabbed me, I guess you'd say, with my very first psychology course, was hearing how humans think and how that thinking can go wrong. So we can all look forward to that one. But for now, let's finish memory. There's some interesting stuff here as well. And in the last podcast, I promised you a technique that would allow you to remember 15 items at least. And actually, there's no limit to the number of items you could remember. And in fact, you'll be able to say these items in order, backwards. So let me show you that, or tell you about that technique, and then we'll give you a chance to try it. So two of the principles that came up last time that we will use in this technique are these. Number one is that you remember things that you have an emotional response to. You're much more likely to remember something that either excites you or makes you nervous or something that is very strange. All those things you have an emotional response to. So we are going to create images that you have some kind of emotional response to. And in this case, it's going to be something strange. All right. So the second principle is that you remember mental pictures better than you remember anything else. So you're going to make mental pictures connecting two items, and those pictures are going to be strange in some way. I'll show you how we do that. So let's say the first item is basketball, and the second item on our list of 15 items is chair. All right. Now, if I were to go ahead and read out 15 items like that, 15 objects, the average person could only remember about 7 of them. If I were to say, read out 15 and then ask you to write down as many as you could, average would be somewhere between 5 and 9. As I said in the last podcast, I have had someone do 12 before, but never anyone do all 15. So basketball and chair are the first two items. So what you want to do is make a mental picture with those two items only in it. And the best way to do this is to perhaps make one of the items part of the other. That's pretty strange. You can put a large number of one of the items in your picture, 1,000 of them rather than one, and that makes it weird. You can make one of the items out of the other, those kinds of things. So with basketball and chair, for example, one possibility would be to have a chair whose four legs are basketballs. And what you would do is make that picture, hold it in your mind for just a few seconds, see it just as clearly as you can, and the clearer you see it, the better, and then let it go. And you'll recall that picture. There will be no problem. Your natural memory will bring that picture back to you whenever you hear either one of the items or think of one of the items. Okay, now the third item on the list is book. So what you're going to do now is connect book with a second item. So the first one was basketball. The second is chair, and you have a weird picture for those two together already. The third item is book. So you're only going to connect book to the second item. You don't want basketball in this picture. So it's just book and chair. So some strange picture. Some of my students, for example, will have a chair made of a book open, a large book, a giant book with four legs coming out of it, and the chair, back, and seat are a book. So that's one way to do it. Again, another way to do it is a chair's legs are made of books. Another possibility is, 100 books piled on a chair. What you don't want to do here is have a book sitting on a chair as your picture. It's too possible. It's too common. So a common image isn't going to stick. There's got to be this emotional response to it. And I don't really mean in this case that there is something emotional about this. I just mean that as long as it's strange, there's going to be a different kind of response. And it is emotional. Okay, so we've got three items so far. You've got a strange picture with basketball and chair. You've got a second strange picture with chair and book. So hold your chair and book picture, whatever yours is, in mind for just a few seconds, and then see it very clearly and let it go. All right, so you see the technique. The next item is pencil. Now we're going to connect pencil with the most recent item, the third item, which was book. And only those two items will appear in your next strange picture. So what kind of strange picture can you make with book and pencil in it? Now, what it can't be is just a pencil closed up in a book. That's not weird enough. It won't stick. So it has to be something like a book with pencils as its pages. Or a book with 1,000 pencils sticking out of it. Or a book balanced on a pencil. Or something that it cannot actually happen. And if it can't happen, that's actually a better kind of picture. All right, so pencil was the last item. Now what I'm going to do is read out the rest of the items. And you take your time. I'm going to read them with only a slight pause between them just to save time. But you can pause this podcast and think up your weird picture with just the two items in it. And then after you've thought of the weird picture, then move on and hear the next item, and then pause the podcast again and make up your weird picture. When you have made up all 15, and we've gotten down to all 15 items, then I will read them back over so you can check and you can see if you're able to write all 15 down. All right, so the first four were basketball, chair, book, pencil. You should have pictures now with those in them, but if you don't, pause and go back and make pictures with only two of those items in each picture. All right, now I'm going to start with number five and read out the rest of the items. Number five is sunglasses. Pause and make your picture with pencil and sunglasses. The next item is fence, like a fence around a yard. So you'll make a picture with sunglasses and fence. Pause the podcast and make your picture, see it very clearly, and then start again. The next item is watch, wristwatch. So you're connecting that to fence. Now I'm going to stop telling you what item you're connecting it to, but you're going to connect it to the most recent item in a weird picture. Pause and make your picture and then see it very clearly for a few seconds and then start again. So watch and fence is your last one. Now, the next is apple. The next item is desk. The next item is stamp, like stamp on a letter. The next item is car. The next is arm, the arm on your body. The next is tree. The next one is mother. The next item is roof, like roof of a house, and that is the last item. So pause, make your connection with roof and mother. And now, let me read the 15 items and you can check. Number one, well, actually, what I'd like for you to do is pause now and start with number one and see how many of them you can write down. And number one was basketball. So pause the podcast at this point and write down as many of the items as you can, recalling each of your pictures. If you get stuck anyplace, then try to skip ahead. Think of any picture that comes to mind and then work your way backwards to the item where you got stuck. Do as many as you can now. All right. Now that you've had a chance to try that, I'll read them out to you. Number one, basketball, chair, book, pencil, sunglasses, fence, watch, apple, desk, stamp, car, arm, tree, mother, roof. Okay. If you didn't get all 15, if you got anywhere from 10 through 15, then first of all, that's astounding, because the average person can do no more than 7. So you're way ahead of the game if you got anywhere from 10 to 15. If you got all 15, then great. You will be able to get all 15 if you just practice this a little bit. Now go back and look at the ones you missed. Wherever your process broke down, it's probably because your picture was a little too common. So try, if your picture seems too common, then make a new one for that particular connection. Go ahead and pause the podcast to make your new picture for the place that your process broke down, if it did. Now, the other possibility is just to refresh that picture. If you think your picture was good enough, strange enough, then you can just refresh it, and then it will probably work just fine for you. Now what I'd like for you to do, after you've refreshed your places where you might have broken down, is to be able to list these items backwards. So I'm going to give you the last item, pause the podcast, and see if you can list them backwards. The last one is roof, roof of a house. Now, list them backwards. All right, how did you do? Did you get all 15 backwards? Well, practice a little bit. Think up your own 15 items, put them aside for a little while, have someone read them out to you, and see if you can get to where you can do 15. Most of you can probably do 15 right away. If you can't, it has nothing to do with intelligence, I promise you. It is totally about how well you can see these pictures. If you're having a little trouble making weird pictures, maybe you're not weird enough. So make some really strange pictures that combine the two items, and you will be able to do 15 items frontwards and backwards. And in fact, there is no limit to the number of items that you could do. All right. We will let it go for now on memory and move on to other topics after this. And I will see you next time.